Are you saying that it's all just the past history, or are you saying that it's something present that's in existence?
I think the past history means that there's something present in existence. Meaning, you can't say that just because a guy got divorced from somebody, they had no relationship in the present. Meaning, their whole foundation, of like all relationships, like you have a deep relationship because of your whole past experience with the person. So what makes your relationship deep?
So there is something.
So something in the present, not like, oh, so scandalous that there's an Isha's and she's still remarried. But like, kind of, yeah. I mean,
I'm not saying anything scandalous.
I'm
not saying there's an Isra Shazish just because I'm Sarah Halos Azali.
Right. That's one thing. I think I also think you can't use argue.
I still think it's a chiddush to say that there's a non Ishas Chalos Mipsar Chalos Asalim Lachar Gershon. I think.
Right.
Why? I think that modest thing is a chiddush.
Right.
Why do I think it's a chiddush? Because you might have thought that the get severs everything cleanly.
Even when you're not talking about
Ishus,
even when you're talking about like lives as normal people that have like
talked. Who's your basar? Who's the?
Well, like your friend is also your psarcha now.
No, he's not.
No.
My joke about the charusa before psarcha l'sam is a joke.
Well, it's like tzedakah. Then, like you give.
No, I think psarcha is like ach atmi v'sariyata. It means like family, your family.
Even in the context of tzedakah, where it's like seems to be like the people closer to you. No? Okay. I don't really know.
Ah. I mean, you want to read me Psarcha as being like your friends, your...
Yeah.
And I'm not familiar with sense.
I'm saying
that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. The Gemara does have Psarcha Losam Zukrusha, so that's what you're saying, Josh.
But as I was just going to say...
My sense is that Bisara, like Ach Atzmi of Bisariata or Atzamat Samai Basri Bisari sounds much more intimate than just like, hey, a fellow human being. No?
I'll wait for Romy.
I think Bisarkalos Zalim always connotes family. But go ahead, Romy.
Yeah, well, no. So, I mean, I do think that in that sense, it's just we're overstating. We tend to overstate the cause of a get. Or like that's what they're constantly grappling with. That's what Shulok is also like, constantly grappling with. We keep calling it a really strong thing, but it's not. The other thing that I wanted to say is you could also argue.
I mean that Shiluach itself is not so strong. Or whatever,
no,
the get itself is not so strong.
As strong as you say. Like, of course it's not as strong.
Right, that's what I think is the most interesting thing to take out of this discussion.
I mean,
I think the most interesting conclusion is to say that contrasted with like Catholic annulment of marriage. The get is not here to say that there was nothing. It's a way to be mati or l'shuk.
Yeah,
but it's not meant to reverse the clock and deny that there's some.
Yeah, I would say it's stronger than that. Like it's impossible for that to happen. It's not a thing that can do that.
No.
It's like a life mechanism. You can't like whatever. Like, but
like history is there.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's also technical.
In the Afkinu case, interesting. Would Mipsarcha Los Asalim apply in a case of Afkinu? That's what you're asking.
Oh, I think it's so fun.
Guys, we're not going to the first paragraph. Look into Afkinu now.
But I just would say also.
Sorry, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Yeah, well,
what
happens in 2 weeks?
Look, you can't. Yeah. No, but Ned's making a really great point. In the case of Afkinu, that's an Afkinu between me and Romy.
What do you mean? Do you really mean Romy?
Because you're saying it's just that the past is always here. You can never wind, but you can never get rid of the past. So Ned's saying good. So in the case of Afkinu, also Mipsarcha Lo Sazalim Zu Hafka Os Ishto Shefkiu Kedushin.
I think so.
Right.
What are you saying? Before
I'm saying maybe that depends on there actually having been an Ishus.
There wasn't.
Not in a case of Afghanistan. The whole point of Afghanistan is that there never was.
But the whole point of what we've established at Ishus, the whole thing what we established at Ishus in the whole last sugi was that it's actually not as simple as the thing that Afghanistan breaks up is Ishus, right? Meaning it's like Kenyan with Ishus or something. But anyway, can I should say the other thing that you could argue in the whole sugi when you start with Islam is that you have an obligation to support your wife because you, I mean, ex wife, because you divorced her and put her in a state of financial. So you think, assuming you think that, like, condition in the first place is a lot to do with financial support, marriage in the first place, financial stability, economic stability. So you have to support them because you're breaking them within and putting them at a financial risk. And then the same thing can even true if you're married. You're still the person getting she got married to somebody else, but he's going to support her. So still, she was financially stable, now she's not.
It's interesting. So it sounds like you want to say that Mibsar Chalosalim could just be, hey, you're pushing your wife out onto the street. That's going to put her into economic precarity, financial precarity. So you have a duty to make sure that she's not. So
isn't that the point of the ksuba, though?
Right. So you could say that's really what the ksuba is doing. It's a chiddush to say there's a chiyuv mizonos independent of the ksuba. But I'll still push back and say, when is that chiyuv? Is that chiyuv b'shas geirushin, or is that chiyuv subsequent? You're the cause of it.
It's just an issue of chemos, you tire up because you
cover. It's interesting. I think it's interesting to you. Josh?
I think the Ali Tamar actually discusses these two options explicitly.
Yeah, that it's just like...
Is it like a din in poverty? Or is it like, no, you have to help a family member? And then he goes back and forth. He rejects the Levush, who says that it's just about
yeah.
Her being an ugly.
Good, we're going to look at that right now. Yeah. I'm just writing in my notes. Do we say this for Afghan also? It's higher than Josh.
Yeah, I don't know if this brought up anywhere, but would we be more willing to say Mibsar Chal applies if that child, or just throwing that other element?
Yes, I do think so. I think you see that explicitly in some of the diyunim in the Achronim here. That it's what I was arguing in the Tashbates, that Ishto Kigufo Lachar Misa from Minhagim would depend on whether they're children. Then you would say something similar for this sugya, Mibsar Chalosalim, would exist Lachar Misa when there are children. I think the Alei Tamar toys around with that suggestion. I don't know if it's Alei Tamar or the Chashuke Kamet, we'll see in a second.
That was also based on the sugya of coming and whether she gets Mizoran from
Shuke. No, Tashbates was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh?
I was just going to add on to Romy's point. I think the idea that we're still saying
Mibsar Chalosalim. Romy's point, you said?
Romy, yeah. The idea that we're still saying this even when she gets remarried again, meaning I think that kind of proves that the existing relationship isn't an ishus one and is instead a tzedakah personhood one. Because we've seen everything.
How could it survive otherwise in the second marriage?
It can't be an ishus thing if it's even when she's remarried. It must be that it's your personal relationship.
Sorry, it's interesting. Okay. I think that would support that side. Okay. Yeah. Okay, just want to make a diyuk here in the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe and Ksuvos Yud Aleph Gimel. What do we have? Zugru Shasa, what does the Pnei Moshe say? Meaning what, Zev?
She's it's relative.
Whoa. Read the Hebrew carefully. Zugru Shasa, read it.
Shehaisa was a...
Past tense.
Yeah.
Shehaisa Kravaso Bisaro. Somebody who was your basar. That's interesting, right?
It was against your point.
What?
It was against your point.
It's going for a softer reading of the... A softer reading of the Lima.
It's
what?
It's an acknowledgement of the reality that you guys were once close, and therefore you should help her out.
Yeah.
Not that you guys are one flesh.
Correct. I don't know that I want to say they're one flesh after Gerushin. I guess I'm just thinking that the fact that there's an ongoing chiyuv, or that you could refer to her, I agree that the Pnei Moshe is making it more parv by saying past, she was your basar. Correct? I don't know if that means that. Yeah.
Would that apply in a case of Kim?
Maybe not. Right, she never was.
Yeah.
Maybe Romy wants to say that you can. The history is there, but arguably, maybe in a kiss afghan, there never was. That's what I think afghan is really good in afghanina, actually. Yeah, Romy?
How do you think how do you explain the emotion? Meaning, he wants for Kogan, why is that sufficient for.
Halatzim. Right, that's what I'm saying. I think even if you take this language of the Pnei Moshe, it's still a significant chiddush. Because why, just because you were relatives, why does that mean I have a present chiyuv? Right, so Elamai, there's some present significance to the fact that somebody was your basar. Okay. Look here at the Gemara in Shavuos Lamentasim et Aleph. I just want to push back on the ongoing suggestion here that Mibsar Chalos Zalim just means like your fellow human being. Who made that? Josh, is that you?
Not just any human being, but yeah.
Like that. So read the Gemara in Shavuos for us, Lamentasim et Aleph. So there are some cases where we penalize your family members as punishment for your wrongdoings.
Right.
Yeah. So the point is that when it says Altidin Spichalachis Bisarecha, it's referring to your relatives. How you know it's referring to a relative? Because Basar means Karav. How you know Basar is a relative? Shnemar Bisarchal is Salim. So the Gemara does assume that this implies relationship, relative. It's not just a way of saying, oh, come, humanity. Like you share the bond of humanity. What's that, Ezra?
Like Brahman.
Right. Against Brahman.
Against Brahman, yes.
Yeah. Brahman, do you agree?
I agree this Gemara pushes a little more the other way.
Egregious logic right. Pushes more the
other way. Okay. Now, I think the even more striking piece here is to suggest and to reinforce this point that Mibsarcha Los Isalim is not just a general statement about relatives, is that when you apply this in the sugya of Kedimas Bitztaka, and some of Ned's Achronim get into this, you get the sense that Mibsarcha Los Isalim is the highest, the most pressing, the first priority for your tzedakah. It's not just, oh, here's somebody else you're obligated to, but it's to whom you owe your first priority. Which made that Mibsarcha Los Isalim is like, that's a prior obligation than even your brother, right? Or your nephew. Right, Ned?
Yes.
Do you disagree? Do you think otherwise? Or
your brother is Mibsarcha, no? If it's Korba.
Well, let's look at the Gra in Yeradei Reishon Aleph Daled. We saw this last year. Here he's talking about the din of Kedimus and Staka. He cites the Tanit B'Eliyahu, Halo pros lo ra'ev lachmecha, that's the pasuk in Yeshaya, Mibsarcha lo sisalim, ha-ketzad, if a person has mizonos b'sechbeso and he wants to do Staka, ketzad yasa, b'tchila yefarnes sav v'imo, v'im hosir yefarnes is achi v'achi yosav, v'im hosir yefarnes is b'nei mishpachta,
v'im hosir... What does b'nei mishpachta mean?
I think like further relatives. Vim hosir yefarnes b'nei shchunaso. Sorry, these shouldn't be bolded. So this is teaching us the din of Kedimas Bitztaka, that your closer relatives come first, and that's derived from Mibsarcha Los Isalim. Correct?
You see last year, the distinction between the far away relatives and people close by to you?
There's a discussion about that. Not here, though. Here in the Tanit B'Eliyahu, it's very clear that you go with your relatives over, and the Gra's pointing out that comes from Mibsarcha Los Isalim, that there's a chiyuv to your family members first. Now, in some of Ned's Achronim, you get this explicitly. So if you look, just skip down for a moment. I think it's in the Chesukei Chemed. Did I not add those to the...
Page 17.
17? Why are they back there? That's weird. Oh, I shouldn't have. It's all good. So let's see. Yeah. Ned, take us through the it's the L.A. Tamar. Take us to the beginning of the L.A. Tamar, citing the Lashon of the Lavush. Lashon of the Lavusham. So there are two separate points in the Lavush. What are they, Ned? That we already know from the Golos Harmonios.
Yeah.
But notice, mitzvah hi yoser mi bishar ani. What does he mean by that? Yeah, he's very clear that he thinks you have a prior obligation to your divorce, your ex-wife, over shar aniyim. What?
Your Mekayim Mitzvah, it's not, it's what the mitzvah
is. I actually think mitzvah is ambiguous in a lot of cases. Here I think it means you have a duty to her more than any other, before any other.
He starts off saying mutar la'adon la'zon yusha. So the mitzvah you know, sir, Sharon, if you're going to do a mitzvah tzedakah, it's a mitzvah, it's a bigger mitzvah to do it.
Like you get more scar?
Yeah. I'm thinking scar points on it.
Kofal tzedakah.
What?
Kofal
But I think he means that it means that you have a prior obligation.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Meaning mitzvah hi yoser.
One interpretation.
What?
One of Dinkadima.
Yeah, I think it's clearly a Dinkadima here. Meaning you have an obligation to her before you have an obligation to anybody else. That's what it means.
That's only if she's poor.
If she needs, yeah.
Right, but it would have been to really show the strength of your obligation, to really show the strength of your relationship. Would have said, you have a responsibility to her over poor people, not over other poor people.
No, you don't have a chiv to Jeff Bezos. What's a chiv to Jeff Bezos? Look, no one's saying there's a chiv mizonos here. Right? We're saying there's a chiv stock. We're clearly talking about a chiv staka. The question is, why should there be a chiv staka to your ex-spouse? So there's a din of sarfa there. That's the chiddush. The Eli Tamar is nice because he's saying that there's a din of Kedimus to her over Sharaniyim. And the second point, Ned, is his explanation for that.
That at one point she was dependent upon you, and now she has nobody that she can depend on.
Yeah. And that gets maybe just some principle of mercy or something. At one point she was dependent on you, so hey, it's the right thing to do for you to continue to support her. That's a very strange rationale.
Or it creates
maybe. The Ali Tamar himself, I think, is right to disagree with the Lavush. I mean, I think he's right that the Lavush is not so persuasive. So read his criticism.
Yeah, but that's
Moshe Tov.
Yeah, that's
Moshe
Tov.
Moshe Tov. Moshe Tov. Moshe Tov. Moshe
Tov.
So what's his objection to the Lavush? He thinks, what's the chiyuv to support her?
It's not a function. It's actually
kiruv or krovav? Kiruv or krovav? Kimo shemutelas achova alav lefarnes krovav. What does that mean, lefarnes krovav?
Yes. Provide for
his relatives. Right?
Come on.
Just like he has to support his...
The source for Kedima Kutzaka is, generally speaking, Kirba.
Okay, good. Then he wants to know, is the Yushalmi teaching us that your ex-wife is your closest relative? Who are you closer to, your ex-wife or your brother? So take us, what does he say? What's our client? You can only support your nephews or your ex-wife. So he says, maybe you'll say that your nephews come first. Why? Because
she's no longer...
Hey, your grusha is not related to you. Where's the korva? She's masupa gufa about this question. Right? Is it a din kurva or not? And what does he say? Yeah, so Dalai Tamar, he ends up endorsing exactly this view that you get from the Pasuk of Mibsarcha Lo Sisalim, that the ex-wife is considered the most karov. Josh is Brofman's upset.
Yeah, I mean, if a Kohen can't be Matame for his ex-wife, he could be Matame for like his children, right? Like, meaning, I don't think they're still related in like a familial sense. That's what I would say.
But that's Zachariah's was it Bukhar Shor?
Yeah, when they're married, she's the closest karov.
Oh, when they're divorced, she's no longer. That was his explanation why you can't be Matame.
Right.
Well, yeah, and then Josh is saying, "Well, that's a little inconsistent with the suggestion here that even achar geirushin there."
They're not related.
It's interesting. He has a special din in a kohen that he can't be master gushasa
for being tummy. You mean you're saying that's why he can't be tummy
ter? So he made a special din for a gushas kohen.
That they're more separated from the covenant of other people because they can't get remarried.
Yeah. It's chab, no?
It's a fourth way to
well,
it creates a greater shiloh.
Yeah, maybe. Like maybe for a covenant, it's automatic. That would be a nice little piece to Ezra, have to add to the sugya, the din of Grisha to a covenant through my ayin a little more.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
It's already been 1 to 2 weeks since I'm not
here. Good. So what does he say at the end here? Mitam shaisa gushasa, he aisa kodemesh, he nechsheves yoser kurvasa. So read this thing at the end. Shehi nechsheves yoser kurvasa mehem. So he's got the pasuk wrong. But other than that, I think he makes a really good point.
There must be a similar pasuk.
Well?
There must be a similar pasuk that's causing
him. Think so?
He's going to find. Yeah, there's a one until.
Well, and he thinks that's what. No, but
it's not
the pasuk of Mitzrayim al Tisalim.
No, but the idea that al Tisalim
appears.
That's fine.
I say about the Rambam that he misquoted some psukim because he was doing it by heart. So,
which is awesome.
That's fine. All right, that's fine. It's all good. I think this is a really interesting view. I think this is a really strong view about the significance of Mitzrayim al Tisalim. Right, he's saying that she's still considered a karov to him, and that's why she gets priority over other krovim. That's why it's mitzvah yoser mibsharani. I think it's a really striking position.
Vita.
Yeah.
He's not really saying the why. He's just saying, okay, that's the chiddush of mibsharcha al tisalim.
He says she's nechshaves krovo.
I'm saying that's the chiddush. What's the reasoning behind it? What's the reasoning that now she's nechshaves?
Ontological fact.
Yeah, we don't get time in mitzvahs here. What are you asking?
Yeah, I don't understand this. I don't know why it's so compelling. Like he's not saying anything like crazy.
He says he nechsheves yoser krovasa meam. She's considered the closest relative.
He says, no, I'm saying he's saying because of the pasuk. But why?
Pasuk's just it's revealing to you
why
facts of the universe.
You just tell me. Can you?
Well,
see, there's reasoning. Lachor, there's a reasoning behind it. Why is an ex-wife considered like closer, even though it doesn't seem like that's
so maybe awful. it's an indication that you can't sever v'davak b'yishto can't be undone.
He mentions v'davak
b'yishto. Well,
he mentions v'davak b'yishto
in the longer passage. But Ezra, why is that not acceptable to you?
No, it's not acceptable. It's just. He's not giving an underlying reason. He's just getting out by saying, okay, it's the process to show you that she's considered more like closer relative. Okay, fine. Right. But why? What? And why? Still why? What's the chiddush? Why it's possible? What's the chiddush?
Anybody understand what Ezra's saying?
No one understands what I'm saying. Romy, you should understand what I'm saying.
Abe, you want to bail out your harusa?
No,
cool.
I'm
wondering
what's the idea about what's the svara, the thought process behind the idea? No, it's not behind.
If you send a child away from your home, Are they still your child?
No. Okay. Stop.
No?
No, I wasn't answering about that. I wasn't talking.
They say, why? Why are they still your child? You sent them out of the house. Why are they still your child? Why is it that way?
It's logical that
the Torah is saying the same thing.
It's logical. My question is what's the logic behind your Grusha being closer to you than your brother?
So now you're on my side.
Probably your side.
You had a whole relationship for 30 years.
You're married.
You think that makes so much sense? You weren't not married anymore.
Slolam, we're astichel lolam. Just it's existentially forever.
Actually, you don't understand. Like you just saying that great. The pasuk tells you that that's the truth. Okay, fine. But what? Why? What's the logic? I don't see the logic behind
it. I actually
why? Why? Why not? Like
Abe has a response.
I think this is working as well. Like it was a bond formed. It was like a transactional bond. Yes, for those years you were at some
right. You're whatever. Saying that a marriage is like it's like hiring a worker. You hire a worker, you fire a worker.
Why did you like diminish my opinion?
It's more that. If you're getting divorced,
maybe it's totally goof on this, like the chinuch versus the barbanel. If you think he shows his just play chemda for the bias, then yeah, you hire a chef.
No longer basar echad anymore. That's why you're getting divorced.
One second.
No longer basar echad.
Let me defend myself.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe you can't undo the DNA connection.
Everyone think to themselves about like what they think if they view themselves as like super closer than their brothers. Like I doubt that's just the case. Anecdotally, that's just not the case.
Common sense.
And common like so that's trying
you
to
did
ask
a, so you did like a statistical survey.
I said anecdotally, like specifically because I don't haven't done it.
Also, so you're not necessarily going off the definition of closeness that he is. I mean, you may be thinking of closeness as in they're like someone you talk to.
Sense of closeness. That's,
people are much. I suspect you'd
find. You're thinking if they have kids also, but the kids.
I'm just not about
kids. I'm saying in general, you can say. I mean, they're closer because of kids, but that's.
Are you looking for an actual form of closeness?
Okay.
No, so that's Yudi wants to respond.
I'm saying that I think it's speaking somewhat to intimacy playing a higher role in what we would call karov or closeness. I think that's a big part. And the more. Fact that you have that with your ex is forever.
Hey,
you're much more likely to randomly think about your ex.
So now we're saying now we're on this train of arsikuli lolam that like there's just no breaking it up. That's just not how that's not true.
It's not true. Well, we're trying to figure out whether it's true. What's
the
word?
The significance of this thing. All it's saying is we have $20. Who uses to give it to? That you ran around the street.
No, but the idea.
Well, I disagree with that, Romy. I don't think this is saying $20. That's like my saying, like, oh, you're YC president. Why are you suing this club? It's $20 for pizza. Give them $20 for pizza. Why are you going to the Supreme Court?
Exactly.
No, it's like the whole institution hangs on this.
It's a fundamental point that your ex-wife is close. Is closer, intimate, however you want to say it, closer than your brother. And it's just not logical. That's what I'm saying. And he's not giving a reason why. He's not giving a reason.
Can you imagine that maybe your ex-wife and ex-husband have some connection that might be?
Not usually, it's a lot of animosity and.
Yes, I agree.
That's one specific case. You're going to give me one specific case that, like, no, that's not fair. You can't do that.
But why are you sitting? Maybe they got divorced.
Ezra,
look, I don't.
You can't get rid of.
I don't think it's fair to talk in terms like that affection, present affection for somebody is the degree of how close you are to someone. You may hate your siblings, but Lamaiso, you're a proven.
Oh my god.
Because you can't get rid of that.
No, but why do you get divorced to the person? You get divorced to the person like this whole semester we've been talking about because it doesn't work anymore. I understand.
Yes.
I'm still looking to go to the person.
Right.
And
what is that gonna
also look,
am I not making sense?
Making sense, right. I just don't think you're right. You're very coherent.
Right.
More than usual.
Yeah,
it's a bit louder.
Okay, let me say. let's say one more thing here in this. So look. So here on page 17, I think, Ned, you gave us this Minchas Chinuch discussion in the Chashukei Chamed. So in the halacha, there's a din of not oppressing an almana. You get this in Parshas Mishpatim, Kol Almana V'Yasam Lo Se'anun. Don't oppress a Yasam or an almana. The Rambam quotes that in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Chayvat HaMahazir B'Yisum V'Almanos, Nish Nafshon Shvelam Od. The question that the Minchas Chinuch raises in Mitzvot Samech is whether that applies to a grusha. Is there an issur to cause distress to a grusha? So the question is the grusha considered to be as downtrodden, yeah, as the almana, as lonely, as forgotten, as isolated? So does the grusha looked upon with the same type of despair as the almana? So the Chashukei Chemed here writes, Ned, tell us about it. So even though she doesn't have support from her husband, so in that sense, he Yosheves. What? Lone and lonely. Alone and lonely.
Okay.
So it's a reference to Lonely Man of Faith. What?
Literary.
Yeah. Yeah, two. She has 2 points here. Number one.
Yeah, so one, that there's like this outstanding hope that she has that maybe she's going to power into the common retriever.
That's not true in the Gemara.
But I want to say this is extraordinary. This is really extraordinary, right? This is like that Shita of the Gonim and the Shita of the Ksuvis. That even in a case of Gerushin, it's always like we have this eye towards their reunification. It's really an extraordinary perspective that we don't view Gerushin. Right? He's saying as a din, the reason why the halacha wouldn't treat the Grusha as subject to Lo Sa'anun is because, like, hey, she just temporarily separated from her husband. Like, we don't even think of Gerushin as essentially being permanent.
Like tikva. That's like,
what?
Tikva.
A dying tikva misuyamis.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
There's still a hope, right? There's still a hope that they'll.
Yish blood.
She has hope.
Yeah, it's not the halacha's hope, it's her hope.
What?
It's not the halacha's hope, it's her hope.
Well, so the halacha recognizes that hope as something that changes the despondency of the grusha. She's not despondent in the way that Naaman is despondent.
Right, but it's not saying that the halacha desires them to be united. It just recognizes that that hope means that there's a possibility that they may return. It's not.
I don't know, would the halacha give recognition to a fake or a mirage of a hope?
His point is, it is a possibility, but it's not saying that, you know, this is an
ideal
that we're striving towards.
I understand, right? But you see that there is some.
She as an individual might have that.
Right, but is this a mere psychological observation, or this is saying that this? Well, you're saying it's mere psychology. It's not an existential postulate of the halacha.
I think that she has hope, or maybe that there is hope for her. So,
it's interesting. What's the second din? Oh, shall I call upon him?
Or whether or not he takes her back, he'll still provide her.
Right. So he's saying that this din of Ibsar Chalosis Alem, post-Gerushin, is also a reason to not view her as forgotten or left by herself. Because there's a din that the husband should provide for her. Right? It's pretty big chiddush. What do you make of it, Ned?
I think the second makes more sense than the first.
But they both seem to point to the idea about the relationship subsequent to Gerushin.
Yeah, they still assume that there's some connection between them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that we said about the kids also.
What?
But he says about the kids also, then. same they, parallel, I think. They also still have support structure.
Yeah, I think the kid's less of a chiddush because they actually have a father. So I pshita my kamashmalan. I don't think we do that. Okay, let's stop here for today. We'll just say, we'll spend like 10 minutes on this just to wrap up the Mibsarcha Losa Salim on Thursday. And we will begin with Get Yashan.